Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley N. Teen speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, August 12th, and ending on Sunday, August 18th. And this is a day before, the 18th is the day before the full moon arrives on Monday, the 19th. So what we have as a focus and a lot of information will be coming out about this and has already come out about this is the Mars conjunction to Jupiter in Gemini on Wednesday, and its aspects that are coming through with the Moon in Sag and then Mercury entering Leo that day. And then on Thursday, Mars makes the square to Saturn in Pisces. So we'll go into that detail when we get to it. On Monday, we are in the waxing Scorpio moon crescent phase until we shift into the second quarter at 11:19 a.m. when Scorpio moon squares the Sun in Leo. Very early morning for the Eastern Daylight Time, we had the Moon trine Saturn in Pisces, and that was over by 6:30 in the morning. But that was an energy that may have had a stabilizing effect on your morning. And this square, bringing us to the second quarter phase, is going to energize our desire to do something about our goals. And of course, we are working on goals that began before the Mercury retrograde, right? Well, let's hope so. Things are typically topsy-turvy, and I'm sure you have experienced plenty of Mercury retrograde things already. But this moon square Sun until 11:19 a.m. on Monday morning is also a challenge in the world where authority is not agreeing with the moon in Scorpio, and that need for control is being thwarted. And Leo Scorpio squares in any fashion are intense because both of those feel that they should have the power position, and only one can. But in this case, no one can. But you're not going to be having success if you are approaching authority, even if you think you've got it all figured out. You haven't. So save that for another time. And also, because there's some big change coming as we see Mercury, not Mercury retrograde, but we know that Mercury retrograde will change things. But the moon is going opposite Uranus in Taurus. And that is coming in for the rest of Monday, the beginning of that second quarter phase. And it will complete on Tuesday morning at 12:24 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So again, this is a need in the emotional level, the spontaneous response to the environment, to find a way to feel like you're in control when the moon is in Scorpio. But this Monday is not the day. Monday is the day to surrender, although that's not a word Scorpio likes at all. Taurus isn't crazy about it either, nor is Leo or Aquarius for that matter, but this is the Scorpio-Taurus opposition coming in. So what we have next, if we're sleeping or still up in the western part of the United States or Canada, we have the Moon trine retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 5:01 a.m. on Tuesday morning. A lot of psychic information coming in. If you're a person who looks at dreams, you may be getting messages that way. And then it will be void, of course, until the moon enters Sagittarius at 6:01 a.m. on Tuesday morning, goes sextile retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 6:45 a.m., which again may be a bit early for us to receive the effects if we're still asleep or just rising. But the moon is going to square Mercury in retrograde in Virgo at 8:09 a.m. So the Sagittarius moon has the instinctive idea of movement and expansion. And retrograde Mercury is, you know, giving you all the issues that could possibly go wrong or interfere. It may be presenting those Mercury issues that are making it difficult to have an easy time. If you're an early morning commuter, you may find that there's work being done on roads. You weren't expecting that and stuff like that. So be very aware of the travel issues on Tuesday morning so that you can maybe do more checking about things than you thought you needed to do. So the rest of the day, we won't be feeling much about this, and Moon in Sag may feel free and expansive on Tuesday, but it is heading towards a square to Venus in Virgo, 3:33 a.m. on Wednesday. That comes in. So once again, the desire of the response of our feelings and instincts is see big picture and, you know, move far, go great distances and expand. And Venus in Virgo is trying to keep things in order and in perfection, or their version of perfection, so it's not very congenial at that time. And then we're going right into that Mars conjunction to Jupiter in Gemini at 11:22 a.m. is when that is exact. So that morning, you probably noticed this already, the uptick in communicating and, you know, passionate communications and expanding consciousness through getting more information, hopefully. Hopefully it's good information and right information. But there's this acceleration, and perhaps with the political issues in the United States, for one thing, you're looking at accelerated campaign. But for another thing, oh, and by the way, I don't think I had the Democratic convention right. I keep getting this Monday the 12th, and then I read that it's Monday the 15th. So one of those is right. Both of them are kind of having some of the same energy with these mutable planets, Gemini being mutable, Pisces and Virgo and Sag, having difficulties with each other. Or, you know, maybe it's, maybe I misspoke the date again. I think I did. So I am not watching these things, you see, on television. I'm really not that type of person. It's not that I'm not interested in what's happening. It's that I'm not sitting myself down in front of it for long periods of time. So that's why I'm having difficulty focusing on. But I know that we are accelerating, and we are also going to see on that Wednesday that the Sagittarius moon is going to keep this Mars-Jupiter energy issue going, because it will be going opposite first Jupiter at 1:35 p.m. So this really over-the-top, you know, expansion. And, you know, there is difficulty between the philosophical and the logical in conversations here. Somebody wants bigger picture. The others are looking for all the details. And that is continuing as the moon opposes Mars in Gemini until 1:40 p.m. So that morning is not the time to get into arguments on social media, let's say. I mean, sometimes as a Sagittarius, I'm compelled to say something. And I'm going to have to make big notes over this, like, do not respond to your compulsion. But at any rate, I might. But the moon in Sag will now go square Saturn until 3:38 p.m. So the issues of vehement communication turn into Sag getting, you know, rained on, very intense rain on Sag with Saturn in Pisces, the skeptic, the fearful one, the one that needs reassurance, the one that isn't going to go further because they don't know what's going to happen, kind of energy. And we will get a beautiful break after this from the moon, because we're going into the trine to the sun in Leo, and that comes in exact at 12:57 a.m. on Thursday. So you can pick yourself up from the moon square Saturn, and maybe if you're in long distance travel, that's also really not a good morning. And up till 3, well, I would give it till 4 p.m. really, Eastern time on Wednesday. It's problematic, to say the least. But after that, we're in the harmony of the lights. I mean, it's quite a big shift. And we will be really happy and in the mood for entertainment and interactions that are uplifting and, you know, feel powerful in a positive way. And while that's coming in, at 8:16 p.m., Mercury retrogrades back into Leo. And it will retrograde all the way back to 21 degrees Leo eventually, as it will go direct on the 28th of August in that degree. So, you know, we're going to ponder not the organizational or the practical issues that we may have been involved in, but we're going to be looking more at the dramas that we have been in, perhaps, or some of the creative energies that we've been looking at and been involved with, and issues maybe about children or investment or romantic partners. You know, they used to say all the time when Mercury was retrograde back in the day, an old love returns, you know. But, you know, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But with Leo, as opposed to Virgo, it's a little bit more likely that is in the sign of romance. So perhaps you hear from someone. It usually ends up being just like it was before. And I can tell you that as an astrologer, there is a chart that looks at both the relationship between the charts of individuals, and then a chart that is the relationship. It's called a composite, where the midpoints come together and create its own chart. And that's one of the reasons that things generally behave the same way, because it's already there in the energetic imprint. But, you know, whatever you do, and however you feel about it, you'll feel about it. But that is more likely, as I say, with the retrograde going into Leo, and investments and sports and stuff like that. We're going back over what we've been thinking about or hearing about or communicating about, and becoming, again, a little bit more dramatic in our own communications or our thoughts about these things. But again, off to a good start with Moon in Sag, trine the Sun in Leo. until 12:57 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday the 15th. Thursday is the 15th. And then there is a square to Neptune, which we must have as long as Neptune is still in Pisces, and it's retrograde in Pisces right now. And that's until 12:50 p.m. So once again, the long distance travel may have issues with water of some kind, but also confusion. Lots of issues about being overly idealistic and not looking at, you know, some of the more practical issues come in with that, being, you know, unable to really see or find truth, which is an important thing to the moon in Sagittarius. But you get 2 whole minutes after that for the moon to trine Mercury retrograde in Leo, 12:52. So maybe you'll have a laugh about it, but it's a very brief laugh. And then the moon is void, of course. And at 1:51 p.m., it will enter Capricorn. And Capricorn moon is going trine Venus in Virgo. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to mention an aspect coming in. It's good that we've got that earthy trine coming in to ground us, definitely, and in a positive way, and with Venus in a harmonious way, because Mars is now going square retrograde Saturn in Pisces, and that's until 1:30 a.m. on Thursday. That's been coming in all day and even before, because the aspects have, you know, at least 5 degrees. Sometimes we give them 10 degrees to be in effect. And we've spoken about Mars and Saturn before, but it's time to speak about it again with the air sign Mars and the water sign Saturn. The likelihood of bruising, which is when something in motion hits a hard surface physically in the body, there can be a bruise. But also with these elements, instead of earth and fire element, it can be more of a bruising on emotional levels. And particularly with Mars in Gemini, it's inclined toward aggressive communication. And so, you know, a square to this retrograde Saturn in Pisces that we just spoke about earlier in terms of the square, the moon in Saturn, the moon made with Saturn when it was in Sagittarius. Well, you know, things have been difficult and stressful and overheated, and then it got really confusing. And so somebody may be really feeling victimized by the rhetoric, and again, bruised emotionally. That, again, is over at 1:30 a.m. on Friday Eastern Time. And, again, the moon is coming in to sort of straighten it all out as it is in Capricorn, trine Venus in Virgo, until 3:08 p.m. on Friday. And even more helpful, as the moon in Capricorn sextiles Saturn in Pisces until 8:49 p.m. Friday evening. So whatever the whirlwind is, or, you know, the energies that have been agitated, they will start calming down, settling down on Friday. And even the next aspect, which goes until 12:59 p.m. on Saturday the 17th with the moon in Capricorn, is the trine to Uranus in Taurus. And so we have the ability to look at new ways or to work with the changes and make some kind of a structure that can lead somewhere that's a positive direction. So that's where you get your, you know, okay, let's relax now and breathe, and then even relax more with Moon in Capricorn sextile Neptune in Pisces until 4:43 p.m. softening energy always. So that Saturday will also be, you know, a positive time during the day. So things that you might be wanting to do and getting together with people will be very helpful day for that. Moon enters Aquarius at 5:45 p.m. It's going to look like it's full, but it won't be full till Monday. It is the waxing gibbous, and it is going to first join Pluto until 6:13 p.m. Pluto retrograde in Aquarius. And that's while Mercury is retrograding square Uranus and Taurus. And 5:47 a.m. is when that comes in. So there is a big emphasis on how we're feeling about the future and the changes and, you know, the economic things. There's been news about potentially difficult things going for the electronic currencies, and this may be the moment when we see that occur. But the moon is moving in Aquarius towards a trine to Jupiter on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening at 10:22 p.m. So the end result of that stress is moving towards something positive. The sun joins Mercury at 9:58 p.m. And so we are again in the realm of looking at what authorities had been saying in the not-too-distant past, you know, what we feel about the issues of creative self-expression, freedom of expression, and children, and, again, romance, entertainment, investment with that particular conjunction. The interesting thing is when Mercury is joined, or Kazemi, under the rays of the sun, it doesn't always work so well as, you know, an objective mind. And so we've been having that for a little while, and that is still the case. The identity and the thinking becomes merged, in a sense. So that's a little tricky. You know, I am, these thoughts are me, you know, isn't exactly the way we need to be if we want to be able to see things clearly. But the moon going into that Jupiter trine is definitely giving you an uplift despite this on Sunday the 18th, and probably best used for creative expression and positive time spent with your children or romantic partners or, you know, just friends, because Gemini is quite friendly. After this, the Venus energy is going square Jupiter, so we know that during that day you may have a tendency to want to overdo in some way. And Venus in Virgo, after the moon trine, is going to be trying to get you to come back into order, get things set in place that are working. You've gone a little too far. But the moon will be moving towards the trine to Mars, which will not complete in the Eastern time zone until Monday morning at 1:53 a.m. So Monday, we'll talk about in the next podcast, and I feel very strongly that there will be a separate podcast for the full moon in Aquarius that comes in at 2:26 p.m. on Monday the 19th. It is with the Mercury still Kazemi, or conjunct the rays of the sun, and there is also a mutable T-square with Saturn opposing Venus, and both of those square Jupiter. So there's a lot to say about that full moon and the aspects for that day. So we will be talking about that next time. And also, hopefully, I will have my Mercury under better control than I had for this podcast, I realize. However, we were also talking about the Sun entering Virgo next week. So those of you who don't follow the Celtic calendar and realize that you're in autumn already, when we had that cross-quarter on the 8th is the actual cross-quarter at 15 degrees of Leo. Well, you are already going to start seeing some of the fall energy, which isn't necessarily about temperature. It's about angle of light. You'll start to notice different place that the sun is on your horizon and how the light looks, particularly as we get towards sunset, I think, is when I start to really notice that the skies are different, something different about that. And you may even start seeing, depending on where you live, some of the colors of the leaves and things start to shift and change. And, of course, the Virgo energy is going to bring in a completely different attitude. And we will be going into that again on this year at 10:55 a.m. on the 22nd of August. So we'll again look at those next time, and best wishes for you to be aware during this week with this Mars energy. We are often acting quickly with Mars in Gemini. So if you can breathe, which is also a Gemini thing, before you deliver and react. I know I wrote a big, long post under somebody else's, a comment under somebody else's post that I was really wanting to convey some information, but I decided that the best thing to do was to send a private message to the person who posted it. And it turned out very well that way, because it wasn't a public experience for that person. They could look at it without it being looked at by everybody else who was on the post. You know, sometimes we have to think about what happens when we act, and if that is felt as an aggression or not when Mars is in Gemini. So, word to the wise. And I'll say goodbye for now.